Talk. Sport. And talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's do the guide Liverpool with Jay Hind. Everything that's worth knowing about in our city for the next 7 days. Hello, Jay.
Good morning.
Good Easter. Good Easter. Loads going on over Easter.
Really, really chilled for me, but there was tons happening across the city. We had Dog Mania, which you were looking forward to, which went really well at the exhibition centre. So it was kind of a local version of Crufts. It was really cool, but we got some videos of Dog Mania on the website, so check that out.
I've seen some brilliant stuff from Dog Mania, including, was it Alex Toll or was it? No, I think maybe it was Mike.
Mike from next door,
our producer,
wasn't he?
Yeah. And he took his dog Lionel there on some sort of obstacle course, but it all looked very professional.
It was really good. It was with Merseyside Dogs Home who put it all together, and obviously they want to raise money for the Dogs Home, which is a great cause, a great charity based locally. And yeah, it looked really good. There was like dog massage happening and loads of doggy cakes and doggy beers and everything you could get into. So yeah, hopefully it'll be back next year.
Let me thank the Merseyside Dogs Home once again, because they sent in some dog popcorn, dog chocolate and dog beer for Raymond.
Brilliant.
My dog.
Did he like them?
I think he's not had the beer yet.
Okay.
Or the popcorn, but he enjoyed the chocolate.
Just don't get the dog beer mixed up with your can of Stella on Friday night.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't do that.
There's no alcohol in this dog beer. let's start with what's going on over the next 7 days. Heritage on the Dock is pretty massive.
It is. This is a really, really good thing for Easter holiday. So they do this every year down at the Albert Dock. It's completely and utterly free. That's what I love about this. So if you're stuck for something to do the next few days, get to the Albert Dock. It's every day, starting tomorrow, right the way through until next week. Basically, it's all about uncovering the hidden histories, the heritage, the culture of the Albert Dock. Of course, it goes back to 1846, the Albert Dock. And I didn't know this. It's the UK's largest group of Grade 1 listed buildings. So you can imagine the secrets waiting to be uncovered. You can do everything with the kids down there. You can hunt for the Dock Ness Monster, who apparently exists lurking in the docks. You can travel through time with Typhoon and the Pedal Players, hear tales of the Mersey Moggies, look for wildlife along the dock, get boat rides, workshops. There's tons happening. And we spoke to Vicky from the Dock to tell us more.
We have a great event called Dock Ness Monsters. Kids can come down and have a little look what actually lurks beneath the Albert Dock. You can also hop aboard the Floating Grace and have a little sail around the South Docks. We've also got many free crafts, workshops and discovery sessions at the Merseyside Maritime Museum. So plenty to do for the kids this Easter.
I mean, it's probably quite cold getting in the dock. A friend of mine, Tony Dodson, who was training to be a firefighter, they did their firefighting training down there where they had to wear a full uniform and get in the dock.
Like a wetsuit or a uniform?
No, like if you were a firefighter and you were out on a call and you had to get into a watery area, then they obviously practice it
down
there.
That'd be chilly. That'd be very chilly. And there's jellyfish as well and eels in the dock, which I wouldn't really like. I think I'd rather be cold than them.
So you're going to find eels, Tony Dodson, and the Loch Ness Monster.
Down
in the dock.
But it is a really good way to keep the kids happy. Or, you know, if you haven't got kids, head on down. And a great way to explore the Albert Dock over the next few days. And it's all free, which is the best thing about it. Heritage on the Dock.
All right, let's move on. What are we looking at? Movies.
So we got some classic movies heading our way in Liverpool. This month. Mm. Tons going on. We've got a big kind of culture in Liverpool that loves screening these cult classics from yesteryear. Jaws in concert. This is a great thing they're doing on Saturday night. Of course, Jaws dates back to 1975, based around our favourite shark, and 40-piece orchestra alongside that original movie. So you can
Royal Philharmonic?
It's not the Royal Philharmonic. It's the Royal Czech Orchestra this time. So it's going on tour, but some tickets are still available if you want to go and see Jaws. The Goonies is on, especially one-off screening of the Goonies. That fact, you like the Goonies?
Yeah, not bad.
Has Jazz seen the Goonies?
My daughter Jasmine, no, I don't think she's seen that yet. Should she watch that one?
Jasmine needs to go and see the Goonies. Yeah. Great film. That's on next Thursday, a fact. And also Grease, fantastic musical. It turns 40 this year. There's loads of events happening in the city with Grease, including a sing-along screening, a fact, on the 25th of April. So check that out if you want to go and sing along to Summer Lovin'. And what's the other one? You're the one that I want.
Just imagining me and you dressed up as John Travolta.
Let's do it.
Would it work? Would it work?
Why not? Check out. We put a full movie guide on the website on theguideliverpool.com.
I like the idea of Jaws with the orchestra.
That'd be brilliant, because it's that music, that kind of really tense, thriller type music, isn't it? So yeah, check that out. The fill. I've checked this morning. There are some tickets for that still available.
All right. The Royal Court's got something new. The Royal Court just looks better and better all the moment. It's got a brand new sign above the courtyard now, hasn't it?
And they had a lot of funding a couple of years ago, and they've really, really worked the magic on the theatre. theatre. So the actual theatre itself looks fantastic. There's new bars in there. There's a new coffee shop. There's a new restaurant next door. But they've just opened last night a brand new theatre space, which is downstairs. So this is going to play host to smaller shows. They're going to do more live comedy. Mm. So Rawhide are moving into the new Royal Court Theatre space every Friday and Saturday. And there's a new show which started last night. It's only on till Thursday. It's on every night, 8:30 p.m., called The Rainbow Connection. It's a brand new comedy, and Danny and Angela from the cast fill us in.
So it's a show about two people who live in the same apartment block. One isolates himself, one has become isolated, and she forces a friendship on him.
Yes.
And it's something that everybody will recognise. It's two very lonely people who need each other, even though they don't realise it at first. And it's just how their relationship develops, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lovely story, really well written.
People should come and see this for a nice escape. Do you want to come and have a laugh? You'll laugh and you'll cry, probably, and have a good time.
Sounds great, The Rainbow Connection.
Does. Yeah, check it out. It's on every single night. It started last night, 8:30 p.m. every night at the brand new theatre space underneath the Royal Court, and it's on until Thursday, and then Rawhide takes over this week.
So the Rawhide, each weekend, will be a number of comics
every
on.
Every Friday, Saturday. So there'll be, I expect there'll be a few different comedians in there, but a really nice, intimate space to watch some comedy and have a beer and have some food.
It's booming the comedy scene, isn't it, in Liverpool? I'm sure there isn't other equivalents in different cities. Right, Grand National's on the horizon.
It certainly is.
Starts next Thursday, but I'm sure even by Tuesday, Wednesday, people are immersing themselves in what they're going to wear and what they're going to do.
I think people are already putting the rollers in, doing the fake tan now, getting ready for it. So, of course, as you say, it starts Thursday. The big thing you do need to do, if you go into the races, you need to get booking this today. I've been checking availability this morning. They are selling out fast. The Grand National Race Day Breakfast. They're brilliant. Mm. You start your day in style. Lots of restaurants, lots of eateries across the city getting involved, putting discounts and deals on. I've just picked a few out. We put a full guide on this morning. There's one, Lock and Key on Duke Street. You get a mimosa on entry, brunch and a glass of
samosa.
A mimosa for just £20. Two sittings, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at Lock and Key. Also, the Pioneer in Crosby, they've got breakfast, fizz and return travel for just £25. The coach leaves at 12:30 p.m. So that's a great way to get there as well. And Gusto on the Albert Dock, they're pretty much doing the same deal as the Pioneer. Here on Ladies Day and Grand National Day, you can get a lift to entry too. So check that out. A full guide on the website.
You need a good lining.
You do. You need to line yourself for the races, definitely.
Get yourself properly filled up.
I'd say a bowl of porridge, a full English, and maybe some cereal just to make sure you get through the day. But you can always have a hog roast butty as well when you get to Aintree, which are gorgeous.
What was I going to say? I've completely forgotten there. The lift. The lift to Aintree. That's all important, isn't it?
Yes, it's of course.
You know,
if
you're in town and what is it? A chauffeur driven car
you can get a bus, a coach. Coach.
You don't want to be scrambling around in town, do you?
See, I do like getting the train to Aintree, and I think it's every 5 minutes or something you can get the train direct to Aintree and you pull
squashed up to someone else's
suit.
The
atmosphere is brilliant coming home as well. Everyone's singing and whatever. So you can get the train with Merseyrail too.
That train station at Aintree on the way back is utterly crackers,
isn't it? It's carnage, isn't it?
The Merseyrail staff had just stood there shaking their heads.
They're just waiting for Sunday morning to come, aren't they?
All right, venue of the week, the guide venue of the week.
Venue of the week is MYL at a Loft. Have you been in here?
No.
So this is the old Royal Insurance building. It's on North John Street. And you kind of walk in and feel like you're stepping back in time into an old school kind of New York type vibe. It's based at a Loft Hotel, which is a great hotel, and MYL stands for New York Liverpool. As I say, you really do feel like you're stepping back in time to the Big Apple in yesteryear and days gone by. And the reason it's venue of the week is because last weekend they launched something really special, which I think is going to go huge for them. They're Liverpool's first ever bottomless gin and tonic brunch. So you can have Liverpool gin until you're full to the brim every single Saturday and Sunday morning from 11:30 with lots of brunch options as well. It's £35 per person.
You can have as much gin as you want.
As much Liverpool gin as you want. Liverpool gin's a good brand of gin as well. But priced at £35, which sounds steep, but when you think of it, that's going to cost a lot more if you're just going out and about and drinking gin.
Yeah, but how many gins can you take, in all honesty?
I'd probably do about one and a half.
It'll topple you, wouldn't it? It sounds nice. It's a great venue. I've driven past it. I've not been in it.
Do you know what? It's gorgeous when you walk in. It really is fantastic. Great atmosphere. Great vibe, food throughout the week and live music as well most days too. So check it out, MYL at a Loft, Liverpool.
Right, theguideliverpool.com has more on all those things. Anything else on here that I should be looking at the moment?
Tons going on. CBBC Summer Social, we put a video up for that. That's coming in August. There's lots going on, and of course Heritage is on the dock is the big thing we're talking about at the minute.
All sorts of gigs online as well. You can check that out, theguideliverpool.com. Thank you very much indeed. Jay Hine.
Rock, sports and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.